2014 nominating committee public meeting. Westwood Room, ICANN 51, October 16th, 2014.
We will start the meeting in a couple minutes.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the top of the hour. And I fear that our public meeting will be a very private one, but that's all right. My name is Cheryl Langdon Orr. Gee, some of you might know me. And for the first half hour today... Oh, now we have public. Thank you. Join us at the table. Come on. This is none of this hiding behind the scenes. Come along.
We do have a guest. I'm just observing.
Observing is wonderful. Still means come sit at the table. Come on. No hiding behind. Is it 10 o'clock now?
Yes.
I think it is appropriate for me to note, but not to actually ask you to. I believe it is at 10 o'clock today that this state, county, or whatever I'm in, California, is running its largest ever earthquake preparedness exercise. So I should remind you that if you live in this area, you should have a well-established plan and preparation for such activities. And there is somebody who lives here. Drop something and cover, drop cover and whatever. There's stuff you're supposed to do, including getting sort of doors. It's the earthquake preparedness. What's the... No, now, 10 o'clock, right this second. So if we weren't anywhere else, I suspect there will be people who would be going through these exercises. It's all about raising awareness for when the big one happens. So I know there's locals in the room, and I just wanted to mark that moment, because prior planning does prevent really... insert whatever P's you prefer, poor performance, and doing these sorts of exercises is vital. Please feel free to come and sit at the table. I get paranoid with people behind me. Well, actually, I don't, but it sounds good if I say that. Today's short, albeit, meeting is our public meeting that since 2013 we've undertaken to have and to perform a normal meeting at an ICANN meeting where the public is welcome. Today's one is slightly more special because today's one is where we actually deliver our report to the community, and I would like to just check with staff if it has been published yet, or if not, when it will be.
Yes,
Great. So that's just confirming. Joette has just told us that both the report, our year-end report on our activities, which you've all had a chance to read, and the 360 reviews, your peer reviews, have been published this morning. We had only a few edits suggested, and I want to thank everybody from the committee who did make any edits and proposals to the final meeting, say again, Cheryl, to the final report from the 2014 NOMCOM. All of those edits were adopted. Thank you very much. So you'll notice some of your words from where you sent them, they've just been inserted in. I don't think anything that was suggested didn't make the cut. Now, I'm filibustering until I see the slide set coming up, and that's all right, I can filibuster a little bit longer. And I wanted to just suggest that please feel free to come and sit at the table. This is an open meeting. We're more than happy. Look, there's people down there. I could look directly at you if you wanted to sit down there. One of the things that we are trying to do today is briefly, and for the public record, report on the extraordinary good work that you all did, referring here to those of you in the 2014 nominating committee. And in any brief moment, there we go, that'll do us. I'll work with that. So the slide deck is an integral part of the final report, so it will be linked to the final report. And as it says, it outlines the task given to us, what the two members that we had to put onto the board, the two members that we, gave to the at-large advisory committee, the one member to the Council of the Generic Name Support Organisation, and the one member of the Council of the Country Code Name Support Organisation was our primary task. Next slide, please. Thank you. I've outlined all of you. And seeing as you're all so friendly with each other and work so well, I've bolded your first names because I thought that made us look friendly as a 2014 nominating committee. And I want to also note here that unfortunately a few members were either unable to attend the Los Angeles meeting at all because of other work commitments. Otherwise, they would be here. We will note their apologies formally. Thank you, ladies. And of course, one or two people have either got competing meetings, I think Russ is actually chairing something else now, or that they are, because of their travel, I think somebody's, over the Atlantic or the Pacific at this time. So any member that is not sitting around this table, your apologies have indeed been noted. And for the sake of the public, because this is a public meeting, when you talk, and I expect some of you will be talking shortly, please just identify yourself. And so, Robert will say, and I'm the Robert from ESSAC that you saw on that slide, okay? Next slide, please. What I thought we'd also point out is something that you all know that Stefan and I and Yurio are very proud of, and that's the fact that we've taken our external peer reviews and put them in the public regime. It was a brave act, as we've decided retrospectively. We should have perhaps just... No, we're only joking. It was decided well before we even were reviewed that we would be making it public, and we'd like to think that the 2015 nominating committee would seriously consider encouraging the leadership there to do the same thing. And, of course, your internal peer review process, I think, has been a very important piece of reporting back to your sending communities. There is the aggregated image that you'll see in just one moment that is from the report, so you've all seen it, that I have included in this slide deck. So if I have the next slide, thank you. And just take a moment to look, right? The top mark, ladies and gentlemen, that you could have given each other was 5. That would have been perfection across all 7 questions. You're all ranking each other on the seven qualities that we would expect for good, collegial, effective and trustworthy operation very, very highly. And I want to say, for the public record, this is not a friendly artefact. This is a really valid representation of how you all work together and how you all managed as a team. And I was, as Uriel and Ron and Stefan and I have done the, as some of you came to some of the meetings on Tuesday, what I like to call the roadshow, where we visit as many constituencies who can fit us into their agenda. We were asked and challenged in some of those rooms. Are these peer review things just people too afraid to not say brutally honest things about each other? And we were able to say, no, that's not the case. And what they've said, which is good, is valid. So that's something that I think, again, 2015 might want to keep a weather eye on. Next slide, please. Okay, you know what we did, but let's read it to the record. We continued to build on the excellent changes implemented by the 2013 non-com relating to greater transparency and accountability, and by having more open meetings and regular reporting to the community. We upped the game. I can, if I had my crystal ball here, I would predict that the 2015 team will be able to report something fairly similar, that they will have upped the game yet again. We implemented a new application process, an online and wiki-based one. We received our 58 statements of interest, and of course we only had six ICANN leadership positions to fill, and we note that from those 58 statements, several candidates did in fact wish to be considered for more than one question. And we announced, and that's a live link, who we've appointed on the 15th of August. Now this is the boring bit done, and I like what follows. Can I have the next slide, please? Oh, thank heavens they actually turned out all right. So often you wait to see what your charts look like in someone else's system. It's always terrifying. Okay. This is some regional diversity breakdowns of the 58 that we got. And I'd like to think that this is the type of visual imagery which will help people with a quick flick through have a look and see where, for example, outreach in 2015 might need to be focused. The statements of interest, this is just the 58, regardless of what they were applying for, on the left-hand side are shown, according to the key, the majority were, in fact, coming in from, I'm trying to see at that distance, it is, in fact, North America, right? But we've got a quite reasonable amount coming in from Asia-Pac, a quite reasonable amount coming in from Africa, and probably far too few from Europe, and indeed not sufficiently large from Latin America and Caribbean. What, in a perfect world, you'd like to see is a far more balanced donut there. But remember, if you're on the NomCon for 2014, but please know, if you're here hearing what we did, and I'd like to say how well we did, is that we were specifically tasked to bring in more from Africa and Asia Pacific. So that's ticker box time, ladies and gentlemen. We were asked to bring in significantly more numbers from APAC and from Africa, and you delivered. Well done. Gender on the right. Does anybody know what the ratio of male and female is in the world? Astonishingly, it's almost equal. I know, it's astonishing. Almost equal. It's not quite 50-50, but it's almost equal. Which means we've got... everywhere. Which means this business of the little blue bit being the female applicants out of the 58 and the big orange part of the donut being the male applicants out of the 58, there's work to be done. In terms of gender diversity, we've done better, don't get me wrong. This is not as bad as it could have been, but we still have some benchmarks that need to be hit. It would be very nice to see that significantly improved in outreach for the 2015. Please go ahead, Ron.
Thank you very much, Chair. Ron Andrew for the record. I'm just wondering, when we look at this, in fact, how we went, you know, if you recall, we had in 2013, we said it was an aspirational goal. We talked about aspirations and really thinking, what could we do to build, to grow, to the future? And so aspirationally, we said, we really want to see more gender balance, and we've really been working towards it. And if I recall the deliberations this year, just from the deliberation side, we had a very good slate of male-female. So it would be interesting to see that against this, because indeed we worked aspirationally towards it, and I think we had some very strong candidates in the end. But not saying more, those of us who are on the 2014 know that very well. Thank you.
And that's that. There is a lot more graphs, which I've chosen not to share, including an analysis over many years of report. So we've got other years compared to other years, and I think that's something I'll make available as well. But you know, I didn't want to bore the public too much. But just the raw data, just in terms of SOIs, that's not good enough. In terms of the quality, as you said, in terms of the balance of gender, when we get further down the track in the sifting and sorting, it's actually markedly improved. So we did get quality, and I did certainly want to not miss that point out, so thanks for that, Ron. Any questions on that before we move on, other than the fact that I could not get my open office to allow me to do the colours that I wanted to for each of those things, because I figured those colours are not the most ideal. So someone clever can maybe pick that up and make a better job of it next time. Okay, next slide, please. Okay, the inner circle are the females, coming to the point you were raising, Ron. And the outer circle are the males. And here we are looking at the positions by gender. Right? The positions by gender. So, genus are not bad. Comparatively, CCNOs, it's balanced. There's not enough yellow, but both bits are yellow. Oh, okay, you know. Ah, that board, still happening, right? I'm just hopeful that this is some of the visuals that will help you think about what you might need to be doing in the future, and more importantly, have a look at, I think, how well we did do, even when we look at gender diversity this year. Next year, if I could put in a plea, I would love to see the larger outer circle having to be labelled the female applicants and the much smaller circle in the middle. Oh, come on. You know, you need something to aim for, guys. Anyway, job well done there, but I did think that was an interesting way of looking at it. But again, that board, that's the disparity. Next, please. Now, remembering that there is only two positions and they are regional for the ALAC, right? What was interesting when I picked these very, very basic bits up is we still had just a little more interest for fitting into the European seat than we did for North America. I think looking at this coming year, where you've got three regions to fulfil, it will be very interesting to try and look at just this very raw data again. I'm quite comfortable with that split. It would perhaps ideally be 50-50, but if we have greatly disproportionate when it goes to three, it may give you some guidance as to where particular outreach needs to go on. Now, what I thought was interesting here is that we've done, for the last 2 years, correct me if I'm wrong, very particular outreach in Europe. And I think this larger percentage than prior years has to do with the success of the outreach program. And this is where the other charts, which I'm not sharing today, which go back over previous years, that large amount of blue is, I think, a direct outcome from effective outreach in Europe. So I'm not suggesting it's, you know, a KPI, but I am suggesting that what we're doing in from year to year is having an effect. Next, please. CCNSO by region, which I also thought was interesting. Again, outreach in Europe seems to have been effective. We are getting people out of the European region which are wanting to take these leadership positions. Go ahead, Ron.
Thank you, Chair. Ron Androff. I think one of the reasons we ran an ad in The Economist or something along those lines, and I think, as I recall, a number of candidates spoke to that. So I think that proves to be, was it not in The Economist or something, Joette?
No microphone for Joette, that's a shame.
Yeah.
A couple of years or... This is Joette. A couple of years ago, we did use Economist, but I don't recall that it was as successful as intended, and that's why we haven't done it in the past.
Okay, so that was my question, because it was, you'd think maybe they're reading it and that's awakening people, but I wanted to identify that, whether that was in fact the case or not. Thank you.
That there was no ad and there's no spend that we've requested for an ad. We can look at that. Sorry, this is Stefan van Gelder. We could look at that next year. However, just to follow on from what Cheryl was saying, there was, as you know, significant activities, including going out and seeking the help of a professional recruitment firm, which is based in Europe. So that may have something to do with it.
Go ahead.
Yeah, as far as the outreach events in Europe are concerned, many of them are in fact attended by a global audience. For instance, traditionally, Nomcom has been for many years doing outreach at the IGF consultations in Geneva. That's certainly a global thing.
And Cheryl, for the transcript record, I also think that when we do reach out to, for example, an internet governance forum, wherever that is located in whatever region, if we track that over time, we'll probably be able to work out how effective outreach is in particular events, because of course they shift around from region to region. But whichever way you cut it, there's a problem with Latin America and Caribbean and Africa in that mix to get talent into CCNSO. Right? So, next slide. Bit more colour this time. Out of the 58 applicants, GNSO managed to be clearly attractive enough from people of suitable talent from all regions. But look at the Asia Pacific. We did actually do, again, very well to get a good number of people apply specifically for GNSO positions out of APAC, and I think that's credit where credit's due. And again, look at Africa, that's the green bar, right? We were asked to get more out of Asia and more out of Africa. You did it. Job well done. Next slide. And the board positions for region. I was actually surprised by that one. That kind of surprised me. We know we had excellently large and effective numbers from Asia Pacific, that's the red one on the right, North America and Europe, not far off even lack. There's actually quite a good balance there. But there again, we need to look at the fact that that's not equitably balanced. There are regions who, even for the board positions, we're not attracting as much geographic diversity, as well as we're not getting the gender diversity. And without the geographic diversity, of course, that is an issue. And for the public record, we now have appointed with Aisha. What has happened is we now have a fifth member of the ICANN board from the APAC region. So from the ICANN board's point of view, we can't appoint any more from that region. There is no more room at the inn for anyone for Asia Pacific until some of the term limited seats come up over the next couple of years, and then it depends what the support organisations put into those seats. So the geography of where the support organisations refill those seats is going to come into play. So you need to watch this space. But we've now got a really quite a good talent pool. I would like to suggest that if we've got that much of our little mapping interested in board positions, we should be able to do better for the other leadership roles. So what we possibly need to do is a better sales pitch on why it's being in the councils where policy is actually coming from that might be underrated as a way to affect change and to have engagement, right? So perhaps a little marketing to try and make it more obvious that the council positions and indeed the ALAC positions are a real bona fide leadership position with considerable influence and power. Is there a next slide even? I'm not sure that there is. Which brings me to where I want to be, which questions and answers. Next, there is one, I think it says Q&A. No? Okay. If there was a next slide, it would have said questions and answers. And with the minutes remaining, I'm hoping that with the roving mic, we might even get some audience questions. Then we'll let us talk at each other as well. Audience, are you in any way interested to ask any questions? Careful, I might ask you questions. No questions?
You explain everything so well.
No questions?
You ask it, Chair.
We're all good? Okay, back to the table. I just wanted to make sure that the brave audience that weren't lured. Apparently there's some other thing happening, something to do with, Iana, something transitioning, some topic. It's just a little matter competing with us. So I don't know why everyone's not here. There is another topic being discussed. All right, let's open the table. Ladies and gentlemen, specifically to our reporting in our public meeting. We have 5 minutes. The floor is yours. Let's take a cue.
Good morning. Brendan Curvis, NCUC rep to NomComp. Thanks for the very helpful report. It's good to get this feedback, the summary of applicants. I'm wondering if an improvement might be to kind of look at these distributions through the process. So this is the initial applicant pool, right? And then our process is we actually cull out some of the applications as we move closer to selections. And I think it would really help the community broadly kind of understand what the qualities are, or might emphasize for the community what qualities are necessary in order to be selected, really. Because I imagine these distributions change quite a bit, and I'm not commenting on any region or anything like that. I'm just suggesting that it may help us in our thinking about how we recruit applicants, what we say to people who are thinking about applying, what skill sets we're looking for, these types of things.
Written it down. I would be sending that as a strong recommendation for the NC15 to probably consider. And if they would like to pick that up, it would be certainly my pleasure to play with the numbers. Anyone else? Go ahead, Stefan.
Just making sure I understood what you suggested, Brendan. Stefan Angula speaking. Are you suggesting that we do this for geodiversity criteria?
At the different places of the winnowing.
Yeah,
right.
That's what you're suggesting, right?
Right.
Okay, and that we publish it.
I think that's...
Yes, I think it would be helpful, potentially. And we would have to think through what kind of impact it might have and how it's presented, of course. But I do think at the end of the day, when we do our final report, it might be a helpful point of information.
I do think it's a good idea. I would just one word of caution is that we don't want to There are some positions, as you know, where getting applicants of any kind is difficult. So we also want to be careful that we don't get send the signal that, you know, the gate is closed for you when it may not be.
Oh, we'll have to be smart about it, but I actually think simple graphic representation that people can go, oh, yeah, is a good way to, you know, nobody wants to read a 65-page report with lots of charts and tables, but some of these coloured things are good. Go ahead, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah Deutsch on the business constituency. I really like the idea of a graphic representation, so when people are thinking about which position to apply for, they could see a chart, which would I be best for, and it would have little columns with kind of the qualities and categories, and then that might help corral people into good choices for what their skill sets are.
Thank you very much, Sarah. And I've made my note was really simple from what you've said. It's called Do the McKaylee Graphic. We were trying to describe just on the issue of the shop being full and no room at the inn sort of imagery for Asia Pac, and it wasn't getting through. So we've already got a need to do. So we've undertaken to send a McKaylee graphic that even he can understand, McKaylee Neal. And I do love him dearly. It was this, so he'll let me get away with that on the public record. But he needs to see something that says, oh, I understand why, and these seats are, you know, in what year coming out, et cetera, et cetera. So from that point of view, I think the more infographic type information we can get out and have published on the site, the better. Ladies and gentlemen, one minute, any final words? I don't mean as in we're going to, you know, pass on, but any final words for this meeting with the about 45 seconds to go? Go ahead, please, Louis.
I seeing that excellent work done, and I have some concerns on outreaching needs, and it maybe it would be interesting to add some graphic information on that issue also. And even there, we've been talking about RGF, maybe a strategy, a local strategy that could be outlined, what's been done in the past years and what's been successful and what's been less successful maybe. From our experience, it would be useful to target better candidates.
Thank you. Noted, Stefan.
Thanks, Stefan. Just to tease a bit of 2015, that's something that we've already got planned for you for the kickoff.
Now, I'm not going to let 2015 have the last word. I'm going to make 2014 have the last word. And I don't know how you still feel about each other, but I know how I feel about you, and you deserve my standing ovation. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask everybody who is not a 2015 bot. Oh, all right then.
Well, you can sit down now, Cheryl.
I was going
to
leave.
I think we certainly has been a good year and a pleasure to serve as your chair-elect in this very good group of people. And it's been a pleasure to serve under you, Cheryl. So if anyone's going to get a round of applause to finish a meeting, I think it should be you. Thank you.
Trains that run on time. We are now having a closed meeting, I'm afraid, so 2015 NomCom and 2014 NomCom, please stay. If you are not 2015 NomCom and 2014 NomCom, with all my love and respect, get out.
Well noted.
Thanks a lot. And Kim, we did meet.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
No, I'm not leaving.
I was just, where are you going?
Oh, put a tether on that
monster. All the feedback, dialing out.